Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Many of us aim to be organized, but with distractions from jobs, aging parents, children, I know myself, I'm one of them, it's not always easy to do. Today, I'm going to talk to the author of 5 books, including The Life Organizer, Jennifer Loudon. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio.
My pleasure. Excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you because I need you and your book in my life. Tell me, how do I get organized? I love it.
I think the key message in the book, there's a lot of messages in the book, but the key one is it's really about choosing to center ourselves with just a minute or two of awareness throughout the choice points in our day. Life is complicated. Life is more stressful, we think, than it's ever been. We don't actually know that. We can't figure this out. We're going to have to do it from the inside out, and that's what the book invites you to do. So you can just start by every time you're going to freak out and your head's going to explode, stop and center.
I'm just listening to you. I'm like calming down already. I love it.
Yes,
so can you share some strategies? Share some strategies. I'd love to hear. Give me like the top 3 strategies of what we should be doing.
Well, every time you're reaching for what I call shadow comforts in the book, the things that we use to numb out when we're stressed and freaking out, give yourself full permission to have that shadow comfort, that chocolate, that Starbucks latte, whatever it is. But before you go for it, pause, take a couple of breaths, put your hand on your heart, and bring up a memory of a time you felt really calm, you felt organized, whatever that means for you. Not what it means for me, what it means for you. Linger there for 30 seconds. Savor the feeling of that memory. And then ask yourself, what do I really want? This is the most powerful central practice in the book, and it really will change your life.
And do you find that people won't go for the chocolate or won't go for the latte once they do something like that?
It doesn't matter. What matters,
good
honestly,
point.
It's checking in with ourselves and beginning to say, what do I want out of this life? What is my truer life? The idea of organization, for me, is finding the shape of our life, finding the way to most express authentically our talents and desires, be in relationship with those elderly parents. My mom's in memory care. I visit her every day. She lives 3 blocks from the house. And, you know, going in there is not always what I want to do. I have other things. Sometimes it's kind of sad, but I've chosen to be her caretaker, and I can go in there and engage with her from a place of, what do I want? Oh, I want my mom to feel good, and I want to be present with her while I'm there. So I'm still doing the thing I have to do, but I can do it with a whole different attitude and choice.
And I think that's the key, too, is really having that better attitude. Because if we do things and we're like, oh, I have to do this again, or I really don't want to do this with that negative tone and that negative attitude, I think it just makes it that much worse and harder, right?
It does, and it makes it harder on our body because the cortisol starts to go up and the other stress hormones. It shuts down our creativity and our empathy, the parts of our brain we really want to have online. And it makes you feel like you have blinkers on, and it makes you short-tempered. So, yes, again, the whole idea behind the book is to help us change how we're seeing things so we can make better choices.
Now, does organization come in different forms? So let's say organizing my day to be able to go to yoga, or organizing my day to just clean up my office, or, you know, like what would be your definition of the term organization or being organized?
You know, really living from your values from the inside out is how I think of organization. I tried for years and years, especially when I was, you know, I was speaking a lot and teaching a lot and traveling. My daughter was little. I had a huge content website I was managing, and I remember thinking, if I can just get the right calendar, if I can just get the right organization system, if I can just get some cute baskets, then I will get it together, and it never worked. And that's where all this work came from, iterations after iterations, years after years of working with people around these ideas, is how can I find a way to flow with my life? There's so many interruptions. How can I not freak out with them? How can I choose from what I most want and what's most important to me? So that's my idea of organization. Sometimes it means my desk looks really clean. Sometimes it means my desk is covered with books. But it means that I chose it. And that if I didn't choose it, if it creeped up on me, I'm interacting with it in a mindful way.
I love that you say that. It's the mindfulness. And I think that is really at the basis for anything that we should be doing on a daily basis. And I don't use the word should very lightly, and I don't like to use it very often. But I think in this case, it's very fitting, because being mindful is the key to really being organized or relaxed or not getting freaked out as easily. Because I know that many of us can get freaked out very, very easily. And I think that's the key, is just kind of keeping calm and keeping our hearts, our brain, our body, our nervous system calm at the same time.
Exactly. That is the key to life these days. We habituate our nervous systems to go off at the drop of a hat. And then the things that we eat, the sodas, the sugar, they make it even easier. They make us more friable and more reactive. So if everybody listening takes one idea away, if it's 5 minutes from now, if it's an hour from now, if it's tonight when you start to get tense or stressed, if you just take yourself away from that and bring up, stretch for a minute, bring your body into it. We often try to get mindful just with our heads. It doesn't really work. Bring your body in. Take a deep breath, sigh, yell, and then bring up a positive feeling. Bring up the memory. Maybe you were floating down the river with your family. Maybe you were getting a massage. Linger on the feelings for 30 seconds to a minute. And then ask yourself a powerful, I call mindful question. What do I really want right now? What's most important to me? Just try that. It's so fun. It's enjoyable. But your body will say, and your mind will say, oh, no, I can't. I have to keep going. I have to keep freaking out. That's a lie. It's only going to get you more of what you've already had.
Exactly, which in some cases is not very far for some of us, right? So I think that's, if anything that could provide us with strategies, I think is very important. So you mentioned shadow comforts. What's another technique?
Well, really starting to notice that you're not choosing the shadow comfort, the donut, the Oreo, the internet 3-hour binge, because there's anything wrong with you. You're doing it because you're trying to get away from something that's uncomfortable. You're usually judging yourself and beating yourself up, and then not that makes your neighborhood of your mind, I say, a very bad place to be. And so you try to numb out. You try to get away from it. So first of all, just notice what you're choosing without trying to change it, without judging yourself. That gives you a spaciousness to start to go, you know what, I don't actually like the taste of Oreos. Or maybe I really do like the taste of Oreos, so I want to slow down and taste them instead of gobbling 20 of them. So the first thing to do with shadow comfort is always just to observe and to know that it's not what you're reaching for, it's why. It's the thing that you're judging yourself for or trying to get away from. And that when we're stressed and when life is difficult, which is a lot of the time, we revert back to shadow comfort. So if you've been doing really great with your diet or your exercise or your stress management, and suddenly you're not, that is not an invitation to judge yourself. That's an invitation to go, what's pressing on me? What's difficult here? And begin to approach that. Instead of, we always go into self-judgment, all the research shows that makes it much harder to deal with shadow comfort.
Oh, absolutely. And being hard on ourselves and giving ourselves, you know, I'm not going to use the bad word, but giving ourselves a hard time, let's say, for doing that to ourselves. It's not good for us, and it's not good for our emotional state, our mental state. It's really all around. It's not good. So, well, I so enjoyed speaking to you today. I think, you have some great insight, and I would definitely recommend, any of you listening to buy Jennifer's book, The Life Organizer. Where is it found, Jennifer?
You can find it at any of the Barnes & Noble or independent bookstores, Amazon, and there's some great freebies at jenniferloudon.com/lifeorganizer.
Perfect. And the way you spell Jennifer's last name is Louden, and you can follow her on Twitter at Jen, Louden, Loudon. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day and stay well.